This is actually going back since 2000, and in 2008, they were told that the Labour Court agreement was in favour of the CE supervisors, and they were told that they would be granted their pensions. We were just waiting on the recommendation to come along, but it never did. I attended a meeting then in Stranorlar with other councillors and politicians back over a year and a half ago. Again, the same story. They didn't get the recommendation adhered to. And again, they're very, very fed up. There's an awful lot of CE supervisors who have now retired, who never had their entitlement given to them. And a lot of them are just very upset about it. They're there for a very long time. And my feeling on this is that it's left now to us as chairpersons and as the executive of these schemes. If it keeps going the way it's going and these supervisors are not getting paid their entitlement, their pension, then this is going to collapse, and we don't want to see that happening, and we don't want to see the workers suffer. And in turn, it's going to suffer for everybody else because the work is not going to be done. There is so much community involvement and community employment schemes throughout the country. It's a really, really valuable asset to the communities. If they were all pulled in the morning, I don't know what kind of state we'd be left in, but it wouldn't be a very good position to be in. We're calling on the government to acknowledge the right of the supervisors to give them their pension. I mean, the CE, the staff, the participants in these schemes have had in the last 8 years 6 pay rises, whereas the supervisors have not. They've never had a pay rise since back in 2008 or since before that.